close.
You could reach out and smack him. Rick Emerson, live and local, only on Max 910. Talk radio for guys.
All right, 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. If you'd like to email and be part of the program electronically, my friends, you may do that as well. It is rick@rickemerson.com. rick@rickemerson.com, speaking to you now from behind the Electro Voice RE20, the finest voice reproduction tool known to man. We thank you for coming by. It's 503-535-9100. Here's what's coming up. About 10, 12, 15 minutes, something like that. We're going to get Jolie from Corporate Accounts Payable. She's going to be here with How Chicks Think. Later on, Clyde Lewis will be here with News of Ground Zero, and he'll talk about the Pope being a Nazi, which is really... I mean, let's all be honest here. Let's all call a spade for a second and say that when Clyde called up yesterday and started talking about the Pope being a Nazi, we all wrote him off as being crazy. Because Clyde called up yesterday, the Pope is evil and he used to be a Nazi. And at that point, your brain just sort of does a little, you know, and it's like in your head, you tune over to an I Married Joan rerun or something. And then I picked up the news this morning. Sure enough, there's right there in the Hitler Youth. Good times for everyone. So we'll get that, and then we'll do the top five. We may do the top five in this segment. I'm not entirely sure about that. We may not have time. We'll do the top five most irritating singers of the last 25 years. So that's coming up as well. Let's welcome to first of all, and then I've got this horrible story to read. I didn't even know existed. I don't know why people don't tell me about these things. There's because I picked up the copy of the Portland Tribune, which is published each Tuesday and Friday, and there's a. There's a big article about the homeless, which is why I pick it up. But just this great story at the bottom that has a fantastic phrase in it that you don't want to hear, but yet you do want to hear. And it's right in the same vein as all the other, like the javelin story today and the shot put story. So we'll get that in just a second. Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show our good friend from Max 910 Promotions, Richie Bristol. How are you, sir?
Good, good.
Thank you for all your help on Friday, by the way.
No problem.
Who ended up winning the video game, the Xbox?
Somebody that was really drunk.
Well, that sort of ghost stands to read. Kyle, is somebody you knew?
Yeah.
Was it a friend of yours?
One of the Risk friends.
Really? So
yes.
Now let's be clear. This wasn't somebody who's associated with the show. So
No.
Impropriety.
I didn't even know this guy was coming to the thing. So.
All right, but it was a friend of yours who showed up, and he beat whoever the other opponent at Tetris was. Fantastic. See, and the problem is we had two Xboxes at the party. It was Richie's and mine side by side. And then I took my Xbox home and that Atari Anthology game was still inside of it. So it's like I haven't even gotten off the couch. Like even more so than normal for like the last day and a half. I've just been on the couch playing like Super Pong or whatever. So, all right. So now this is probably never too early to start talking about this. God damn, man. It's like everybody's liver just recovered from the freaking listener party, which is like the biggest blowout in the history of blowouts. So... on a slightly smaller scale, but still guaranteed to be a good time. We've got the... Oh, wait, hold on. I wonder if I have the... I wonder if I have it. Hold on. Coming up 2 weeks from tomorrow, we have Cinco de Drinco.
Yeah, two.
Dos.
Dos. That's... Okay, that's... Okay, remind me to have Tim modify that tomorrow. The Cinco...
Cinco de Drinco.
Dos. All right, I got to have that done. So that's coming up 2 weeks from tomorrow, right?
Yep.
It's coming up on Thursday, May 5th. It's going to be with our friends, The Hot Seat, which, again, is a smaller scale than most of our listener parties. It's not a huge over-the-top affair. But that is coming up 2 weeks from tomorrow at The Hot Seat in Tualatin. And so the T-shirts for the listener party, the ones that we were supposed to provide anyway, our good friend Tate, Nate, at the last moment had those fantastic Sarah shirts that he showed up with. But as far as station shirts, man, it was just such a colossal abortion. That was just, we had like 75 different logos we had to wade through. None of them, we couldn't settle on one, and then we settled on one, and it was too late, and I sent the guy some text, and then the guy called me, and he's like, you don't want text, send me a logo. And then I finally got a logo. I got a logo altered just for the party, and then we sent it to him, and then it was too late. So now we have to come up with another one, right? Because we have to do T-shirts for the
Cinco de Drinco.
Dose. Coming up 2 weeks from tomorrow. God, it's like my headache has just subsided. Now it all starts to begin again. So what does it need to say? It just needs to say
Cinco de Drinco.
Dose, and then it has to, and then there's the name of the place and the station and so forth.
Yep, that's it.
All right.
Whatever theme you're going to go.
All right. Do we have something to offer people for this?
I heard there's going to be a MILF contest.
Is that what you heard?
Yeah.
We can't offer them a MILF though. I can't. I mean, for the person who designs the logo.
Oh.
I don't know though. I mean, I guess we could. I guess it depends. So this is a thing. I guess we'll come up with something from the Max 910 crap stack. To give whoever this is that comes up with this.
We can give them a T-shirt.
Okay. So there you go. Presuming that they actually get made this time.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go. So that's coming up 2 weeks from tomorrow at the Hot Seat in Tualatin.
Cinco de Drinco.
Two. Dos. Featuring the Rick Emerson cast and crew and so forth. And we'll have, I guess, more details on that as the time draws near. Mm-hmm. That video game contest, that's a good idea, man. We got to bring that back. People were into that. Especially they got a big ass television there at the Hot Seat. I was there on whatever it was Monday with the Bling Master, who sort of seems to lurk in the background of all of these now. It's just he's omnipresent. He's become like he's just become like Elton John and Dead Blondes. He's just there always around. So we're having dinner or lunch there Monday at the Hot Seat. And the creepy thing about the Hot Seat. It's not even creepy, but it's weird. This guy, Gary, who works at the Hot Seat, is a dead ringer for Bruce Campbell from Army of Darkness. I mean, it's like he could be Bruce Campbell's older brother. It's just freaking me out. So, all right. So we'll be there 2 weeks from tomorrow, Thursday, May 5th, for
Cinco de Drinco.
Coming up at the Hot Seat. So we'll get more details on that. We'll get that to you.
Send in graphic.
All right. So send that stuff to rick@rickemerson.com. We'll get it sent to our good friend Richie Bristol on Max 910 Promotions. Thank you, Richie.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. All right, to business. I got to read a couple of these things. I got to read this email. We got the sports injury thing. And then we'll get to Jolie. We'll welcome Clyde to the Rick Emerson Show. We'll do the top five. Top five most irritating rock singers of all time. That's all coming up. Okay, here we go. This is in the bottom of today's Portland Tribune. Now, I think Tim may have mentioned this in passing at the top of the 8 o'clock hour the other day. He didn't really spend sufficient time on this, in my estimation, because I know what the people like. Medical board suspends eye doctor. The founder of a well-known chain of laser eye clinics. Anything involving a laser in somebody's eye and a lawsuit. Right there. That's a story I want to read. Has been disciplined by the State Board of Medical Examiners for unprofessional conduct and repeated acts of negligence. Dr. Stanley Teplik was suspended for 30 days, placed on 5 years probation, and ordered to attend professional courses on inappropriate behavior by the board. Now, here's the thing. When you read that he was only fined $5,000, it's got to be like chicken feed. Some guy spends his time pointing a laser at people. Suspended for 30 days. It's like Vince Neil killed somebody. Got 30 days. Suspended for 30 days. Fined $5,000. This makes it sound like it was just some sort of minor unprofessional conduct, like groping a nurse, which he did not do, apparently. But this makes it sound like unprofessional conduct, like he was just making lewd and lascivious remarks while he was busily whittling somebody's eye away. No. The board action was initiated by a complaint from Brenda Ross, whose right eye was severely damaged during laser surgery performed by Teplik in October of 1999. Here's the phrase of the day. This woman, Brenda Ross, who had laser eye surgery, she says in describing the surgery and the error that transpired, quote, "He blew a huge hole through the center of my eye with a laser." That is bad. It's bad and unpleasant in so many ways I can't even begin to list them. And it goes on in the article to describe in really graphic and horrifying detail exactly what happened. But apparently, listen to this. Apparently he just was, there's no other polite way, he was just cutting way too deep with a laser on someone's eye.
Was he drunk?
I don't know. Teplik removed an experienced technician from the operating room because listen to this. Ross said that shortly before the operation, the doctor removed an experienced technician from the operating room because he had recently ended an affair with her. Sorry, I've been porking the help, so she's going to have to leave, and I'm just going to handle this whole huge laser myself. In addition, Ross said that minutes into the procedure, Teplick said, oops, I... Oof.
I don't...
That's... Oh, that's fantastic. That ought to be the next Ashton Kutcher punked, where they're just where some guy's getting some delicate surgery and you just have a... don't... Oh, damn. Oh, I shouldn't have taken that out. Apparently he said, ooh, I cut too deep. Stopped operating. At that point, why would you even say that out loud? Why wouldn't you just keep that to yourself? Board of Medical Examiners also found that Teplick discounted an accurate corneal measurement during the surgery. Also failed to tell people his equipment may have severely malfunctioned while cutting their eye with a laser. Oh, and then he destroyed all the records. He apparently shredded all her records. Oh, God. All right, well, let's never... Blew a huge hole through the center of my eye. Rick, this email says, F you. F you to hell.
Thank you.
Ween is the greatest band of all time. Gene Ween is a god. Gene Ween. Like, I'm supposed to take a band seriously. Goddamn guy's name is Gene Ween. You have made a horrible mistake. This is because we're doing the top five most irritating rock singers. I will assume you were making a very dry joke about Ween, and I just didn't get it. I don't want to hate you. Please don't make me tag all of Portland with hate graffiti about you. Freedom of speech ends at the slandering of Dean and Gene Ween. If you were high, that would be the funniest sentence ever. If you, like, had a good can of Ready Whip right there, you could just say to yourself, Dean and Gene Ween, over and over, all day, it would be like saying gazebo and boboli and bouffant and bulbous. So I'm calling the FCC. There you go. That's from Matthew. All right. So let's do this. Let's take a break. We'll come back with Jolie. We'll come back with Clyde. We'll do the top five, which is the top five most irritating rock singers of all time. Don't forget Don and Mike at noon. Like us at 3, world famous Phil Henry Show. At 7, you stay there. We will continue after this. It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland on Max 910. Don't go anywhere. It's 503-535-9100. Indeed, outside of the Portland area, in some place replete with strip malls and dust, Vancouver, for example. So 1-877-535-9100. 1-877-535-9100. You can also email. It's rick@rickemerson.com. rick@rickemerson.com. And now a brief interlude while I finish this cup of coffee. All right, there you go. Thank you for coming by. We're going to be joined by Jolie from Corporate Accounts Payable in just a moment. Clyde Lewis here as well. Rick, I second the Ween email. If you play Dean and Gene Ween, you can't keep saying Dean and Gene Ween just because it's going to make me laugh. I will come and beat your ass. Look, you know what? Whatever you say. Look, I'm going to tell you this. They're not on the top five. Later on, we're doing the top five most irritating rock singers of the last 25 years. We get this email, for example. Rick, we can't wait to hear today's list of irritating singers. Respectfully, yours in the name of Rock, Kip Winger, and Mike Tramp from White Lion. F. Matt with the Ballad of Jane.
This F. Matt is brought to you by Barfly Magazine.
All I'm saying it is easy. It is what it is. We're going to welcome Joel in a second. Let's welcome Clyde to the Rick Emerson Show, the host of his own damn fine radio program. How are you, sir?
I'm great.
All right.
Doing fine.
Ween, yes or no?
What about Ween?
Thumbs up or thumbs down?
I like Ween.
All right. Kyle, I'm not accused of passing judgment on something that I don't understand or that I won't listen to.
Right.
Go ahead, and this is from our friends at 94.7 FM Alternative. So go ahead and roll the, roll a little Ween here. Now,
well, I liked Ween.
Okay, just so I'm not accused of...
This sounds like Hanson.
Just so I'm not accused of just being arbitrary about these things.
What happened?
Don't look at me, dude. Like I'm in their fan club.
I'm not in their fan club.
Wait for it.
Yeah,
Jesus, what was I thinking?
It sounds like a Hanna-Barbera character that's on helium singing this song.
Nice. One of the groovy ghoulies.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's far from over. It's got like another 3.5 minutes.
Just take a fiery ice pick and put it between my eye sockets.
Oh, please. They were playing this in their midday show the other day. I got in the car because sometimes I have... In the mornings, I alternate between Imus and NRK. If Imus has Bo Deedle or his brother on, I flip...
Rock is dead.
I flip over to NRK. And so when I get on the... And you do this, too. You get in the car in the afternoon, and you've forgotten that the radio was on. You know what I mean? And so it comes out blaring out of the high volume. So I get in the car a couple weeks ago at, like, you know, 12:40, I'm going to lunch or whatever. I turn it on, NRK comes on, and, man, this just starts coming out of the speaker. And wow. when you're not prepared for this music and it comes out of the speakers, it'll ruin your whole day.
It'll probably be a big hit. We always make things that are foolish hits and stuff.
So, while they're not on today's top five, I think I could have been forgiven.
All right, Ween, shut up.
Okay.
It sucks.
And now for something unbelievably less irritating.
The inner workings of the female mind.
It's all relative.
Revealed. It's time for another edition of How Chicks Think. Max 910.
Rick, this email says, when did Cartman get a record deal? Pardon me, I'm going to go jab out my ears. Well, you know what it is.
It's true. It's Cartman. It really is.
Hi, Jolie. How are you today?
Oh, yeah.
See, great. Now you are like a sorbet now, taking the unpleasant taste of ween off the palate of the audience.
A sorbet? And yeah. What flavor might I be?
You're that green snotty stuff you have during sushi. It cleans your palate.
That's called green tea. Thank you very much.
No, it's not green tea. That's wasabi.
You're wasabi.
It's wasabi. You're my wasabi today. Oh. How you doing,
hey, baby? Wasabi.
Wasabi, baby.
Okay, let's never make that joke again.
Wasabi.
All right. Hi, Jolie. How are you? How can I help you?
Do you like my little toy here?
Is that like a bear butt scratcher or something?
Is it a back scratcher or a car antenna? What is that?
It's a back scratcher. But look, it's got a little thing like a pen here. You could put it in your pocket.
Well, if it didn't have a pen, would you put it in your pocket? I mean, that thing's pretty long.
Well, but it gets shorter.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It grows.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah. Kind of like that. Do that again.
Thank you.
Just kidding.
Shut up.
All right. We never got a chance to follow up on this yesterday. Yesterday we had this whole conversation going about video games. And about guys who play video games and the women who like guys who play video games. And your whole claim that it was because men are trying to shirk adulthood or cling on to their childhood. They're refusing to grow up. And
that's why the boys played Risk last night.
Has nothing
because they were yearning for their childhood.
It has nothing to do with that.
It
has nothing.
It does.
That's like saying that you're yearning for your childhood every time you sit and wallow in Paris Hilton news on E. It's just a thing guys do.
No.
Not
you
everything men do has
Who
some...
plays Risk?
Clearly, dorks. But I mean, dorks of all ages.
But I'm saying is, if there's an Xbox or a joystick that gets in the way of a beautiful woman in your room, I think you're pretty much a real dork.
But if you're married to a beautiful woman, she's going to be there the next day anyway. What do you care?
You know, but you need to figure out
right.
that she might not.
Yeah, I mean, you can't...
See, a woman has needs.
A woman can't be second place to an Xbox. You just can't do that.
Okay, who are you, and what have you done with Clyde?
What do you mean?
Who are you trying to butter up?
When have I ever played video games? When have I ever played video games when there's a beautiful woman waiting for me right there in my room?
Okay,
come on.
You're trying to kiss up to somebody
who's
listening.
I'm not kissing
there's
up
to somebody
no,
listening.
I'm not kissing up to anybody.
Kyle, can I get a judgment call on this?
I'm not.
Does
definitely
it sound like Clyde
listening.
Is trying
no,
to kiss up to some woman
to...
he knows is listening?
No, yeah. I am not kissing up to anybody.
What'd you do, Clyde?
You got to treat a woman right, baby.
You
can't neglect that. You got a car, you got to drive it.
How many times were you guys playing video games in the old computer place while I was out with whomever?
See, that's totally what it is. See, there's someone today, this Wednesday, out there with a radio listening to today's show. And that's who this is for the
Come
benefit
on, man.
Of.
No, no.
This is for the benefit of some woman, chick out there.
You got to fess up, dude. You got to fess up. You guys were... What about... Who was that guy that used to tango? And you guys would always play the video games. And he was always out with the chicks, too. What was his name?
Chris.
Was that
he was the guy who used to go out and do salsa dancing.
Yeah, he was the salsa guy. The guy was amazing. He would bring beautiful women into the computer place when we were there, and then he'd take off while you guys were all playing Doom.
All I'm saying is, if you've got a woman who lives with you already, the odds are she's got a lot of other things she's spending time with. She's on the phone. She's watching E. She's buying shoes. She's doing whatever. All I'm saying is, it had nothing to do with spending time or not. I'm saying there's nothing specific. I don't want to get bogged down in yesterday's discussion. It was okay. The whole thing about video games. But halfway through that, we got this email. This woman whose name we will not give says, "Oh my God, I was just whining about this the other day. I seem to date guys that want to come over to my house so they can play with my kids' PS2 selection of games. What the hell?
Christ.
I am 37. It seems that guys my age are either unfit, missing most of their teeth, jobless, or tainted by divorce. So I end up dating 23-year-olds, which is fun for a while, but they have more in common with my kids." And then this is where she takes the left turn down the road of inanity. "Hey, maybe your show could help me find a boyfriend. I am not really looking for a husband, but a steady beau would be good." And then she says, "I'm fit, relatively attractive, moderately witty. I make a decent income. I get hit on a lot at my work, but I don't date customers. I've looked at the personals, I've looked at the personals and find that their description of themselves are wrong, so I don't trust personals. Can you help me or offer some advice? Thanks." And she talks about here wanting a mature man. And my thing is, my take on this is twofold. A, and we didn't really have time to adequately address this yesterday. My take on this email is twofold. A, when she says, "I am not really looking for a husband, but a steady beau would be good." First of all, the fact that she says that she has the really there, that she's already hedging a little bit and she's trying to give herself wiggle room. And then when she says, "but a steady beau would be good." So when she says steady, clearly that is someone she's looking for as a long-term prospect. When a woman,
it just means monogamous.
But when a woman is looking for a long-term, ongoing monogamous relationship, that means that she is looking for someone to bury her eventually. She is looking for someone to become her husband, whether she admits it or not.
And we always think about the future. I mean, of course she's thinking of the possibility, but she doesn't need a husband to complete her. She doesn't need a husband to drag her down.
Yes, okay.
Drag her down?
All right, Gloria Steinem, thank you.
What are you talking about?
I need a man like a fish needs a bicycle.
Well, the ones that she's found so far, all they do is come over and play video games and use her children.
Well, yeah, well, fine. And she can go find some guy.
She doesn't need a man in her life that.
Okay, but I'm saying if she doesn't want anything long-term or serious, she's got that now with the guy that comes over just for sex and video games and then goes home.
That does make sense.
She's already got that.
No, she...
You can't, on the one hand, complain that the guys you are currently dating just want to have sex and hang out and go home. And then, on the other hand, claim that you are not looking for something long-term or husband material, which clearly she is. And what does it mean when she says she's looking for a guy who's mature? What does that mean?
That doesn't play
somebody who
games.
Doesn't play video games all the time with her children.
Okay, you can't keep going back to the video game issue. This is not a one-issue world.
But if it's not video games, it's the NBA. If it's not the NBA, it's the NFL.
So she wants a man without hobbies. I want a man with no external interests at all. I want a man whose entire life revolves around me and getting me what I want.
No, Rick, there's such thing as compromise. You know?
Compromise.
Which means what, exactly?
Which means that they do things together. He does things that she likes, and she does things that he likes.
All right. I don't...
You know what's really cool?
Steady beau does not mean...
What's really cool is finding a woman who has basically the same things you like and some interesting things that she can turn you on to and some interesting things you can turn her on to. That's what the perfect thing is.
Yeah. But that's hard to find.
I know. But that's okay.
So, what is your deal today?
I'm okay. I'm fine. I'm fine.
Are you high today?
No, I'm not high at all.
You haven't been drinking at all?
No, I'm okay.
And you're sure that there's no woman listening that these statements are all for the benefit of? You know what's great, Jolie, is finding someone who shares your interests.
I'm just saying that you find someone whose interests...
Jolie, doesn't the air smell sweeter today? Isn't the sun a little brighter, the sky a little bluer?
Yeah, something like that.
All right.
But
I'm his green wasabi.
All of Clyde's comments should be taken with a grain of salt today. My question is when a woman says that she's not, when she says outright that she's not looking for a husband, it's obviously a lie. Because if you're not looking for a husband, you have no trouble finding a guy. The only reason a woman ever has trouble hooking up with a guy is because she wants something long-term, and she has trouble finding a guy who wants a serious long-term relationship. If she doesn't... I guess what I'm saying is, if she doesn't want a husband, what seems to be the problem finding a guy?
What she needs to do is find a hobby or something else to do. Because, I mean, if the guy's got a hobby, then, you know, she needs to find a hobby.
So when a woman says...
Or a husband.
When a woman says that she is looking for a guy but not looking for a husband, 99 times out of 100, it's a lie.
Well, it doesn't... You're saying that all she wants is to have sex. That's not what she wants.
No, I'm not... Okay, but what...
No, she wants a husband.
No, she doesn't want a husband. She wants a male companion.
Well, she's got one. He's playing video games
with
the kids.
She doesn't have him anymore. I don't think she has him anymore.
She doesn't have any way, shape, or form to get her guy to pull away from the TV for 15 minutes
okay,
to go to the bedroom.
Okay, from now on, we're leaving the video game issue aside because we're getting distracted by it. I don't want to fall back into yesterday's thing.
Obviously, he's not paying enough attention to her.
Okay, but she says she doesn't. She said she doesn't. Do we ever figure out what a beau means?
I'll tell you.
When she says, I am looking for a steady beau.
It's what I told you yesterday.
Which is
a boyfriend, lover, suitor, date, steady, swain, young man. That is what a beau means.
Okay.
It's short. It's a different way, a nicer way of saying it.
All right. All right. I don't understand what that means, though. I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. This is like, you read the, is it the Willamette or the Mercury that has the, the hookup personals where it's like...
Probably both.
Wanted somebody to flog me senseless while singing show tunes. Or what, you know those ads?
Yes.
But it's like you read the ones from women... And the ones from men, and they're always entirely different. Men will place these ads that say things like, you know, wanted, new bio, young thing for hot sex, and for testing the soundproof insulation of my new apartment. Please send a headshot to whatever. And then it's like they have a voicemail box or whatever it is. Women always place an ad that says something like, Wild Encounters. You know the ones in the not the regular personals, but the ones that are like
personals. They're like a bigger print.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so under the sex personal, women will always say, wanting for someone to, you know, looking for someone to cuddle, watch movies, take walks in the rain. But then they'll always put, not looking for anything serious, while simultaneously listing all of these things that are the hallmarks of a serious relationship.
That's true.
So they're either lying to themselves about what they want, or they're lying to the guys about what they want. Guys were too stupid and horny to see what they're about to step right in the middle of.
Can I give you a quote from a girl that is going through this situation as well?
All right.
And this is her quote. Why are you so self-absorbed and think everything we do and say is about you? I'd like to have male companion interaction. I'm interested in living alone and finding out what type of guy I'd like to be with long term. I'm shopping. Women like to shop. So why, just because we want these things in a man, doesn't mean we want him forever.
Okay, I guess all I'm saying is that she's trying to find out, by your own acknowledgement, somebody for the long term. We get all these calls.
Yeah, you just did that.
Well,
she's trying to find somebody for the long term.
You agreed with Rick just now.
So she is looking for a husband. She just has to go through a whole long list of guys before she finds the right guy.
Right.
But she's not looking for something short term. That's all I'm saying is a woman who is complaining that she cannot find just a casual boyfriend is lying or never leaving the house, because there's nothing easier for a woman to find than a casual relationship. There is nothing easier. Any woman who says that she cannot find just a casual relationship or whatever, and it's called a booty call. You could probably get one within 45 seconds.
I see your point. I do. But what does her email say? She doesn't say she's looking for a booty call.
She says, how can you help me find a boyfriend? I'm not really looking for a husband, but a steady beau would be good. So my thing is, you're either looking for something for the long term or you're not.
Well, I think a woman always is.
But she's got a boyfriend. Think about it. She doesn't want that.
All right.
Rick's right.
Well, let's take some of these. Let's get a full-time listener. Bill, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Hey, Rick. She's looking for a steady beau. That means she wants an implied date for Saturday night she can have safe sex with, and she won't feel guilty when she finds the guy she really wants.
Well, right, but that's just called a booty call, right? Isn't it? Is that what she's looking for?
No, because if she said it was a booty call, he would be allowed to find another. She wants her cake and eat it, too. She wants him to be faithful to her, but she doesn't want to feel guilty when she finds the guy she really wants.
Right, because that's what that means. Like when you say, I'm not really looking for a husband, but I'm just sort of looking for a beau, that just means you're looking for a guy that you can sort of keep on the back burner to plug up empty holes in your social life with.
No.
Exactly.
That's totally what it is. No, he's just a social tampon that's
she
being used.
She wants a relationship. What is wrong with that?
She wants a husband.
Okay, but if you
she
want...
Doesn't
when
right
a woman
now.
Says she wants a relationship, she's looking for a husband.
Well,
that's code. That's code. When a woman says she wants a relationship or she wants something steady, that is code for husband
or
shopping.
Or at least a long-term partner.
No, and she realizes that from your listeners, she probably won't find a husband.
Yeah, this is exactly the wrong
thing
to be looking
for that
guy. Therefore,
she wants a boyfriend until she can find something better on, you know, Match.com or something.
Totally.
Do you not believe that there are some women out there who do not want to get married, who do not want husbands, who want a relationship with a man?
Well, I believe that, but she doesn't
that
sound
more
like...
more than just sex?
But that's not what the point is. The point is that she sounds as though... I mean, she's got a boyfriend, okay?
What she's looking for.
I'm not going to get into that area.
No, she doesn't have what she's looking for.
She's got a guy over all the time. What's wrong with the guy she has over all the time?
Because he's not with her.
Well, tough.
She said she doesn't want something serious.
Yeah,
he's not being serious.
If he's playing video games while she's over there going, oh God, he doesn't want to be with me. Well, then, okay then. You got a guy there. She's there.
She doesn't want him.
Okay, then.
Jesus Christ.
She wants to find someone else.
Okay. All I'm saying is this, that if a woman is claiming she wants a casual relationship, she certainly doesn't need my help or anybody's help to find... You could probably find it before you get to the end of the block where you live.
But I think your idea and her idea of casual are totally different things, and I think that's the problem.
Okay, then this is where we're getting down to it. By the way, you're listening to KFTK Vancouver, Portland, KSLM, Salem, and Intercom Station. Thank you, Bill. then we're really getting down to it here. Okay, so, Clyde, I'm going to ask you a question, and Jolie, I'm going to ask you a question.
All right.
Jolie. What does a woman mean when she says she's looking for a boyfriend, nothing too serious, a casual relationship? What does a woman mean by that?
Well, for different women, it could mean different things. You have the slutty girls who are just want to have sex.
In my opinion, in your world,
casual would mean that we see each other sometime whenever we want. We have sex, and we can have sex and see other people.
All right, so you are just looking for a guy to hook up with in a non-monogamous fashion when you want a casual relationship.
Not just for sex.
All right, Clyde?
In my world, we call that a special buddy, but I can't say what we really call it on the air. What we call it is... Well, you call it your buddy that you have sex with, basically.
Your
F buddy. I can say that. F buddy.
Exactly.
It's your F buddy.
There's the issue.
But that's a booty call.
All right. That's a booty call.
Well, I know that.
Okay, but she agrees with you. I'm saying the fact that the woman is emailing us asking us to find her someone is proof that that's not what she's truly looking for, regardless of what she says, because she could already find it.
You need to read the email again, then, because I don't remember hearing anything casual in there.
All right, I'll get the email while we get this. Let's get Ron in McMinnville. He's a full-time listener. Ron, what's up?
Hey, Rick, two comments, man. First of all, it's really obvious that she's looking for her husband, and this is the first clue. She would never, ever, ever be introducing her children into a relationship with the gentleman unless was not looking to see how they were going to interact.
That's completely true. When you're dating a guy just casually, you don't let him get around your kids. Not for any creepy pedophile reason, but just because you don't want to screw your kids up by having a series of uncles that are spending the night. You know what I mean?
Right, and number two, the guy that does come over, he's damned if he does or he's damned if he doesn't. One, if he doesn't pay any attention to her kids, which she says she's looking for, which is false, if he pays no attention to her kids, then he's a selfish jerk, because he's ignoring her children. So if he interacts with her kids to say, look, you know, I can be a good, you know, role model, a good father figure, but, well, then he's damned if he does that, because then he's an immature jerk that just wants to play video games.
She just doesn't like the guy that's there with her kids right now. She wants another guy that she can do the same thing to that will obviously play with her kids and play video games, and then she'll get tired of him and dump him, too.
Exactly.
That's exactly what she's doing.
Damned if they don't.
All right. There you go. That's Ron in McMinnville.
I think you'd be quite surprised to find that there are plenty of women out there that will sacrifice the well-being of their children for their sex.
Oh, that's not true.
But
I'm just saying that's...
Yes,
that's,
it is, Clyde.
I'm saying that's
depending
clearly not
age.
Her situation, though.
Depending on the age.
That's not her situation. And the guy had a great point, which is if the boyfriend is meeting the kids, that clearly... I mean, you could do all kinds... We could sit here right now and list, you know, the 10 signs that a woman is husband shopping. Sign number one, you meet any member of her family other than her. Sign number two, you meet her kids. Sign number three, sign number three is when she wants to put the, we've talked about the drawer. When you're sleeping with a girl and she wants to get a drawer at your house where she keeps all of her stuff, anytime a woman establishes a drawer in your bathroom, in your bedroom, anytime she wants to store any amount of clothing at your house, it's a sign that she is trying to hook you into a long-term prospect. And I'm not saying that's bad. I'm not trying to be like I'm down on long-term prospects or I'm down on getting married or whatever. All I'm saying is that women lack the fundamental ability to be honest about that. Women, for some reason, women who constantly carp about honesty in a relationship and how that's the thing they want, most of all, women are fundamentally incapable of being honest in a relationship and fundamentally incapable of accepting honesty from men. Honesty is the... Darling, roll your little eyes at me. Honesty is the last thing that any woman wants from a guy. And this last guy that she was dating is clearly honest. He just wants to come over and have sex and play video games and leave.
And that's what she's looking for, right?
Which
a casual relationship?
Which is what she claims she wants because she doesn't want, you know.
She did not say casual, I do not believe.
All right.
She said steady.
All right. Let's,
not
a
husband.
Let's get, where are we going? Let's get a full-time listener here. This is Dennis. Dennis, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
I almost hate to agree with Jolie, but the answer is in her email. She's not honest with herself. She says, I'm not really looking for a husband, but you got to delete the word not. She is really looking for a husband.
Right.
She's looking long-term. Otherwise, the people wouldn't be meeting her kids.
Well, yeah, no, that's exactly my point. That's what I'm saying. So that's the biggest evidence right there that she's husband shop.
She can't be honest with you in her email because she's not honest with herself.
Yeah, so.
And
thank
that's
you.
Typical, unfortunately.
All right, there you go. That's
it's always a handicap because this relationship stuff is kind of bizarre. But the thing is that there's a guy there right now, and she's not happy with him. But what she wants to say is I want to dump this guy that's at my house playing video games with my kids. I don't know how to tell him I want to dump his ass. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go out and hopefully find a guy who doesn't always want to play video games, who's paying attention to me, and I'll introduce to my kids later on. I made a big mistake with this jerk. I want to find another guy that I can sucker in to be a
and
part
again,
of this team.
I don't want to sound like I'm being down on women or that I have some problem with women as a whole. It's just that women, either by genetics or by societal indoctrination, women are fundamentally incapable of being upfront and honest about what they want in a relationship. Being in a relationship with a woman, you know what it is? It's like you're a roach going into a motel, man. It's like they bring you in with the promise of maple, and the next thing you know, you're inside there and you're being tossed into a glad bag and chucked into Tuesday's trash. You know what I mean? No, it's true.
Oh,
because if she met a guy, if women were honest and met a guy and said, hey, you know, and he said, hi, my name's Chet. What are you looking for? I'm looking to get married and you know, someone who's going to hang out with my two kids. Chet's going to be gone. And so women are obliged to say that they're looking for something casual.
So I'm completely confused
that
we've gotten all off track here with all these different things. I don't know what your problem is with her email.
My problem is that she says she's not looking for a husband, but she is.
She wants to dump this guy. It's a dump letter. She said, I want to dump my boyfriend.
Let's forget about the other boyfriend. Forget about the video games. Forget about all of that. It comes down to the fact that she says, I am looking for a mature man. I'm not looking for a husband, but I'm looking for something long-term. When you are looking for a mature man for a long-term relationship, you are husband shopping, and women are never honest about it. Women are fundamentally dishonest about the fact that they are looking for a husband.
I think you're wrong there, Rick, because
of course.
Just because she's looking for long term, that to a woman, that probably means a year, couple years. She wants to spend time with somebody.
No. No woman who dates you for 2 years is then. No woman looks for a 2 year relationship just because she has something better to do.
She could be looking for long term, but we believe she's not.
Look, she's already been married and divorced.
Does not matter.
And doesn't need another.
You can
husband.
Give her the benefit of the doubt, but quite frankly, I'm having a hard time giving her the benefit of the doubt.
Of course you are.
I've got an email here from our friend Storm. It says, women always say they're not looking for a husband or anything serious because men are 99.99% of the time avoiding women who are looking for husbands. So the woman lies about what she really wants in order to trick men into thinking he's just a part-time stud. If a woman really wants to, just wants sex with no strings, she need not advertise on the radio. Beware, beware, beware. This woman is lying. So that's which is my point.
Thus saith
well.
Storm.
No, it's true. It's completely true. On the Rick Emerson Show, Debbie, how can I help you today?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
First of all, let me just say, as a single parent, you're never just dating. Anytime you're just dating, your children are dating too, and that's a disservice to them.
Well, and if you are just dating as a single mom, you're dating between the hours of like 11 p.m. and 3 a.m., and he's out by breakfast.
Well, you know, the big problem here is that she thinks she's just dating, when in actuality, she really shouldn't be doing that. That really isn't ethical. You have children. Be responsible. If you have a booty call, then have a booty call. You don't introduce them to the kids. You don't go on dates. So here's the classifications. When you have a booty call, he doesn't get to spend the night at your house, and this is strictly for single moms. You sleep at his house, never. You just have the sex, you go home. There's no dating, there's no socializing. You don't get to meet the friends, you don't get to meet the family. The second classification is what I think she's saying is the beau. You're having the sex. He might spend the night occasionally, but you will spend the night at his house. He might get to meet your friends, but maybe not. But she does want to date. She wants to go to the movies. She wants to go out for coffee. She wants to go to lunch, that kind of thing. The boyfriend is strictly monogamous. You meet the friends. You meet the family. You're sleeping over at each other's house. You spend the predominant amount of time with each other with potential for marriage.
You put a lot of time. Is this like a master's thesis or something? Are you, like, working on a dissertation at Reed or some business?
Sorry.
Creepy, actually, that you were able to reel all that out.
I'm sorry, Rick. Was that too smart for you?
No, it's just sort of impressive that you were able to reel all that out of there. That's like that time that I listed all 27 Kiss albums in order of release.
And I can cook and wear a Catholic schoolgirl outfit like nobody's business.
Fantastic. Have you ever thought about entering the fast-paced world of radio broadcasting?
I have.
All right, there you go. That's Debbie. All right, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show good friend Kristen, who joins us now. How are you, sister?
I'm very well,
hey,
thanks.
What was Marie Osmond doing at AM Northwest this morning?
Well, the Children's Miracle Network thing, and she was talking about her dolls, and, you know, she's got the shopping network thing that she does with the dolls. She has a line of dolls.
So
whatever.
Did you see her in person?
This isn't the creepy thing where it's like dolls that look like her dead children.
No.
She has no dead children.
Doesn't she?
No.
I thought she had, that's why she was all depressed.
No, just those dolls with the, you know, with the big poofy dresses. And
all right.
She was very nice.
How was she looking up close?
She actually looked pretty good.
She's hot.
She gained a few pounds. I mean, she's not skinny. She's, you know.
That doesn't matter.
Very attractive.
No, that's with her at Osmond Studios.
Has she had surgery?
Oh, she's had a lift.
Yeah,
she's had a facelift. Yeah, no, the few, as my friend Greg used to say, the few pounds, that just gives you the air cushion ride, my friend. So, yeah, I wouldn't worry about
okay,
that.
Okay, great.
All right. How can I help you?
Well, so back to this issue, my take on it is, and it's kind of the along the same lines as what Storm was saying, if you're truly not looking for a boyfriend, you're not looking. You know, if you're happy in your life, if you've got things going on with your career, if you've got a social life, you don't need a boyfriend. It just kind of will happen if you're in the right place at the right time. You can't go out looking for some guy that's going to feed your need for whatever you're looking for.
I guess the best time is when you don't need him.
And well, and at the age of 37, what she's basically saying, and, you know, no disrespect, but I can you know, understand where she's coming from. She's 37. She's got, what, a couple of kids?
Right.
It's plural. She's looking for a husband. Because
well,
she's looking for somebody before she loses the looks. She's looking for somebody to help pay for her college. Well, trust me, I just had a birthday, and I'm no spring chicken either. I know women in their late 30s, this is what they do. They're looking for somebody.
Well, and I don't have any problem with that, and I certainly understand. See, my issue isn't even with looking for a husband. Whatever. I mean, everybody wants to find somebody.
Yeah, but just
that's
be honest
fine.
About it.
That's my whole thing, is you just got to be honest, because otherwise it's just a waste of your time and his, because he's eventually going to freak out and run when he figures out what you want, or you're just going to end up roping some guy into marriage who doesn't really want to be there.
And that's what they always end up doing, because they keep telling themselves they just want a casual thing.
Sure.
But the first guy that they get into bed is the guy that they're, you know, they feel they're tied to, and
totally.
They have to, you know, work it until they get it.
Well, it's like that guy you knew in high school that just, you know, marries the first chick that he lays, you know. So I mean, that's how women of a certain, not even a certain age, but of a certain situation get to be as well. So.
Right, and then you latch on to him, and you don't think you're ever going to find anybody else that'll put up with, you know, the kids and whatever.
I'm with you.
You know.
All right.
So they are. They're all lying, though. You're right.
There goes our friend, our good friend, Kristen. No, that's my only point about it, is that's the larger point, is that women and men have very different ideas of what's something that is casual. Because here's the thing. Here's the bottom line for it, as I see it, is that to a woman, and I know that there are exceptions, but I'm speaking in broad terms, in a very general sense, to men, there is such a thing as a casual relationship. What are you in? Well, I'm in a casual relationship. To women, it is always casual with possibility. That's always what it is. That's the most a woman will ever do, is call a relationship casual with possibility for more. That's always the thing. Almost never will a woman view a relationship as being absolutely, strictly, totally casual in the same sense that a guy would. So you need to mimeograph that and pass it out at the next Sisterhood of the Pants convention,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah,
get
right on that, Rick.
I'm just saying.
Well, I think Rick's right.
Just making the observation.
I think that, yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with a relationship that works. There's nothing wrong with getting married. But I'm saying that, you know, she's got to be honest in her letter.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's do this. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More on the way, including today's Top 5. Don't go anywhere.
So you don't have to. Send your questions to How Chicks Think at RickEmerson.com. Max 910. You're listening to The Rick Emerson Show on Max 910. Talk radio for guys.